I haven't lost for words. It's kind of like, I've done nothing wrong, you know, all this sort of stuff. And it's like, why is it my fault that I have to apologize or say something? And I think that's what maybe he's expecting for a phone call. But, you know, he has changed his life and, you know, he's just left me in the lurch. And I guess if he doesn't want to reach out anytime soon, it will probably be another 2 years. And
are you his only child? Have you got any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I've got a brother and a sister.
And do they hear from
him? Them either?
No, we all don't talk to each other. I'm like the only one who really has like, well, what I thought was a brilliant relationship with him. But yeah, no, the three of us don't talk to haven't spoken to
him. Does your dad have a partner? Is someone in his ear influencing him possibly?
I actually have no idea. Like 2 years ago, he did have a partner, you know. I don't really know her personality. We didn't really get to know her as much. She seemed fine from what I met, but who knows? Everyone has a, you know, a bad side to them, so possibly.
Is he one of these guys that thinks that too much water's gone under the bridge and he's embarrassed to, you know, like, he'd rather not have anything to do with
you? Yeah, I wonder if he feels guilty.
Than explain what, you know, why it's been 2 years?
He could be. I just don't know anymore. Like, I think I'm just, I normally, you know, after a 6 month flight or something, he would be like, hey, yep, I'm coming down. Like, I think maybe it is so long that he's like, I just can't own up to this anymore. Like,
Kevin, you've got to give her the address so she can just do a pop up.
Or at least maybe you could write him a letter or something. Are we able to do that, Gavin?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we can get his address at least at this point. And
yeah, we've got his address. We've got his work address. So.
Oh, I'd love to go up there. I'll drive her up there myself and I'll film from the car. How brave.
From the car.
Yeah. Well, it's not my, so I don't want to get involved, but, you know, do you want to go and... That's your only option is write the letter, old school, like Jackie said, or just show up and say, what the hell, man? You're my dad.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and I'm like to the point where I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get in the car today and I'm going up there. Like,
I know. God, I'm so sorry. What a shit result.
Beck, I really hope that...
No, Gavin, great result, sorry. But
great to you, Gavin, that you tracked him down, but disappointing, that he reacted like that. But, Beck, I'm sure that you two can make amends. Unfortunately, it might have to be you that reaches out first, which is a shame because I feel like he's the one that should be doing that. But...
Yeah, that's it.
Just depends on how important it is to you to sort of mend those bridges.
Yeah, I definitely,
Beck,
definitely need to close that.
How old are you?
Off.
You sound you sound young. How old are you?
I'm 23. Yeah.
Look, I know it's just sort of, you take the high road, go and sort it out.
Yeah, it's definitely the way to do it. I reckon.
You'll regret it.
Yeah.
Like my dad's dead, and it's, you know, just, it's worth it. It's worth it. Just who cares who eats humble pie?
Keep us in the loop, Beck.
Wish
you all the best. I hope it works out with you and your dad. And Gavin, thank you so much. Gavin from Sydney Private Investigations, who's been on this case and gave us a result. So thanks Gavin.
Yeah.
Thanks, Beck.
Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you.
No worries,
hon. All right, done.
Okay, stand by. Jack's got some O-News coming up. Plus...
Kyle, Jackie O. Kyle and Jackie O.
This is the Kyle and Jackie O Show.